Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Robert Half, Inc., a global leader in specialized staffing services. Robert Half provides recruitment and consulting solutions for accounting, finance, legal, technology, and administrative professionals. Known for its strong brand, extensive network, and commitment to client service, Robert Half has been a key player in the staffing industry for decades. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the staffing and consulting sectors. Let's dive in.
Robert Half has built a solid reputation in the staffing industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like confirmation bias and the status quo bias influence their decision-making, particularly in talent acquisition and client engagement strategies?
Confirmation bias plays a significant role in Robert Half's decision-making, particularly in talent acquisition and client engagement strategies. This bias might lead the company to focus on recruitment practices and client interactions that have historically been successful, potentially overlooking new or alternative approaches that could yield better results in a rapidly changing job market. While this focus on proven methods helps maintain consistency and service quality, it may also limit Robert Half's ability to innovate or adapt to the evolving needs of both clients and job seekers. Status quo bias is another important factor where Robert Half might be inclined to maintain their traditional recruitment processes and service models, even when new technologies and market trends suggest the need for change.
This focus on maintaining established practices and reinforcing successful strategies has helped Robert Half build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and reliability in the staffing sector.
Exactly. Robert Half's emphasis on stability and proven methods has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the staffing industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new recruitment technologies and methodologies to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness in a sector that is increasingly influenced by digital transformation and changing workforce dynamics.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Robert Half, Inc. As a staffing firm that works with a diverse range of clients and candidates, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Robert Half given their role in connecting diverse talent with a wide range of clients across various industries. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for identifying and placing the right talent in the right roles. A diverse workforce within Robert Half can help the company better understand the needs and preferences of different candidates and clients, leading to more effective and inclusive recruitment strategies. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like staffing, where understanding and addressing diverse client and candidate needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Robert Half not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of clients and candidates, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible staffing. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Robert Half operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving staffing market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and workforce trends, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Robert Half's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and workforce trends is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the staffing sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with adopting new recruitment technologies and expanding into new markets. Confirmation bias might make Robert Half more inclined to focus on their established recruitment practices, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by digital transformation, remote work, and the gig economy. Status quo bias might drive them to maintain traditional recruitment models, but they must also be flexible in adapting to new trends such as the growing demand for data-driven recruitment and AI-powered talent matching.
This adaptability is key for Robert Half, especially as they face competition from both traditional staffing firms and newer, more tech-driven recruitment platforms. Their ability to innovate while maintaining high service standards is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Robert Half's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established recruitment practices, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and clients value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing workforce expectations.
Now, let's compare Robert Half Inc. to other companies in the staffing and consulting sectors like Manpower Group, Randstad, and Kelly Services. How do Robert Half's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Robert Half's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the staffing and consulting sectors such as Manpower Group, Randstad, and Kelly Services, particularly in their approach to talent acquisition, client engagement, and market adaptation. Robert Half's emphasis on specialized staffing services appeals to investors looking for consistency in recruitment and consulting solutions. Manpower Group, known for its focus on workforce solutions and global reach, appeals to those interested in growth through a broad range of HR services. Randstad, with its strong focus on digital transformation and innovation in recruitment, offers a more tech-driven approach to staffing, while Kelly Services' emphasis on flexible workforce solutions positions it as a leader in the gig economy and temporary staffing markets. Robert Half's focus on balancing specialized services with market adaptation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their traditional strengths in a rapidly evolving industry.
And unlike Randstad or Kelly Services, which have a stronger focus on digital transformation or flexible workforce solutions, Robert Half's strength lies in its ability to maintain a specialized approach to staffing, which has allowed it to build a loyal client base in key industries.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Robert Half, the focus on specialized staffing and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the staffing and consulting sectors.
To sum up, Robert Half Inc.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their talent acquisition strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Robert Half's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.